We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, look, January is sometimes called divorce month because it's when couples start asking questions to attorneys. So in studio with Jen and Friends this morning is Evan Summerstein. He is a respected family law attorney, a UGA grad.
My man.
And one of my dearest friends, and I can vouch for you, Evan, that you are one of the least judgmental people I have ever met on planet Earth. So thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Evan's here to answer your questions. And we look, if you are pondering divorce, you have questions about it, we know we want to be anonymous. You can call the show. We'll just call you anonymous, 404-263-0941. Or you can always lean on the text line as well, 51539. And that's where the questions are already flowing in. Right, Mark?
Yeah. This one, I'm not even going to give out the number. What is the cheapest way to get a divorce if both parties are in agreement on everything?
So in Georgia, for an uncontested divorce, truly uncontested, because people call me all the time and say, hey, I have an uncontested divorce, and then you start getting into it, and, well, we didn't talk about the kids, or we didn't talk about how to divide stuff up yet. The courts now, most of them have forms. You can go online and do just a Google search for Fulton County Family Court forms, and you can pull up forms and actually do it yourself. I think the filing fees in Fulton County are about $220 and $50 to have the sheriff serve the papers. So you can actually do it that cheap.
So should you search your county for those forms if it truly is uncontested?
Every county is different, but the forms are going to be pretty much exactly the same except for the title. The very top of it would say the name of the county.
Okay. Mm. Very good. What else is coming in, Mark?
In Georgia, can you pursue someone in small claims court for an engagement ring if the engagement is ended?
So people ask me about that all the time.
Really? This is so juicy. I never even thought about it.
So an engagement ring is considered a contingent gift, right? So the day you get married, the gift is done. But if you call off the engagement before you actually get married, then you haven't completed the contract. So you do have to give the ring back.
You do have to give the ring back.
I'm skipping the board. I'm keeping my ring. You buy me a ring as a gift, I'm gone. Deuces. Mama got bling bling.
All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. If you have a question for Evan Summerstein, he is our family law attorney in studio.
What happens if you own a house together? How does it get handled in a divorce?
That's a good question. So usually one side or the other wants the house. It's kind of seems uncommon that both of them want the house. So if one of them wants it, usually we just have the one who's keeping the house buy out the other one based on the equity in the house. Mm-hmm. If not, then, I mean, I've seen people kind of put it up for bid between the two of them, right? Whichever one will pay the other person more for the equity in the house. They decided that way.
Okay. I've got a question for you from a friend. What is common law marriage? And is that a real thing in Georgia? If so, what are the rules behind it?
So common law marriage used to exist in Georgia. In 1997, they got rid of it.
Okay. So what did that mean? What does common law mean? If you live together for long enough, you're technically considered married?
So that's what people always thought. And that's one of the reasons they got rid of it, right?
Okay.
So what common law marriage actually was you had to be married. You had to hold yourself out as a husband and wife. Like, tell everyone we are married. And there wasn't an actual number of years that you had to be common law married.
Okay.
It was just you had to act as if you were married. There had to be an ability to contract, and you had to actually enter into the contract, but there was just no ceremony.
Okay. But that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. Although if you were, in theory, if you were common law married before 1997, you could still be common law married in Georgia. But it would be pretty rare nowadays.
Gotcha. All right, Mark, what else is coming in? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
How do I handle getting adequate child support from my husband? He's not giving me enough.
So Georgia uses what's called the child support guidelines. It used to be a big area of negotiation, and then they changed the law about 7 years ago. So now there's actually a spreadsheet that you plug in your income, their income, and there's a couple other factors you can put in there. And it literally spits out a number at the bottom. You can do that through talking to an attorney. You can go through the court system. Each county even has a child support enforcement office where if you can't afford an attorney, you can go through them and they'll actually set up the child support for you.
Oh, that's so good. So many people have questions about that, including Anonymous. Are we calling you by your name or are we calling you Anonymous? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can we call you anonymous or by your name?
Trey is fine.
Okay. What's up, Trey? All right. You're on with Evan Summerstein. He's a family law attorney. And look, divorce doesn't have to be an ugly word. It's something that people are ashamed to talk about and put their business out there. But he's here to give you some free advice because you really want to help people, right? I mean,
definitely.
That's what it's all about. Okay, Trey, what you got?
Okay, so I'm going to put it out there. I'm not married. I just have questions because I like to know as much as I can before I get into something.
Okay.
Love her already.
My first question is about prenups, right? If you sign a prenup, is a prenup supposed to cover what it is you have before you get married, or does it also cover whatever it is you bring to the table even during the marriage?
So the great thing about prenups, prenups are totally enforceable in Georgia if they're done correctly. You definitely need to have an attorney do it for you. You can decide what you want to cover in the prenup. It is very common for people to deal with things that they had before the marriage, businesses or houses, those kind of things that they had before they were married. And you can also cover up how things would be divided in a divorce that were gained during the course of the marriage as well.
But nobody goes into marriage thinking that they're going to get split up. So there's so much judgment around prenups. Would you encourage couples that are engaged right now to go for a prenup or not?
Well, I always explain to people that a prenup is not necessarily something to allow you to get divorced. It's something that allows you to stay together for the right reasons.
Ooh.
Some people never get divorced because they're worried about how tough it may be to do so.
Right.
Right. If you have a prenup, then and you're still staying married, then you know you're there for because you want to be.
Awesome question, Trey. Thank you so much for joining the show. And you can join, too. We'll just call you anonymous, 404-263-0941. Evan's in here, and we continue with your questions. Free advice. Divorce doesn't have to be a dirty word. It can be collaborative. We'll get into that, too. Coming up next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends. If you're just jumping into the show this morning, one of my dear friends, Evan Summerstein, is here. He is a family law attorney answering your questions about divorce because January is divorce month. Attorneys say this is when they get the most clients is during this month. People are finally through the holidays, picking up the phone and calling. And so many people have questions, but they're afraid to call an attorney because they feel like all of a sudden they're going to have bills for thousands and thousands of dollars after one phone call. So Evan is here to answer your questions absolutely free. 404-263-0941. You ready, Evan?
Ready.
Okay. Anonymous in Atlanta. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my question for you is, my significant other's son was not legitimized when he was born, and he is wanting to get custody of the child.
So in Georgia, if you haven't legitimated and you have a child born out of wedlock, the father has no legal rights to that child at all. So it's really important to do a legitimation action.
And what is a legitimation action?
Technically, it's just the court determining or making a ruling that the child is actually the legitimate child of the biological child of this parent.
So you would have to have like blood work done.
Typically, we'd do a DNA test.
A DNA test.
Yeah, which is easy now.
Okay. Does that help you out, Anonymous?
Yeah. So just with the legitimation action, is that like a court file, something that you file in the court? Or how would one go about getting one of those?
It is. Again, you can actually find the forms online for that. But it is a complete court case. Because once the court determines who the biological parent is and then legitimates the child, at that point, then we have to have a discussion about custody, parenting time, and child support.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, great. Now we've got Anonymous in Griffin with a question for you. Hello, Anonymous in Griffin. You're on with Evan Summerstein and Jen and Friends.
Good morning, Jen and Friends.
Hey, Fran.
Good morning.
Hello. Okay, so my quick question is, I know that there's no legal separations in Georgia, but my soon-to-be ex-husband and I are no longer living together and have been, I guess, separated since March. We are both around the ages of 24 and 25, and we're only married for a few months before everything went to, you know, down the hill. So my question is, being that both of us are young, neither of us make too much money, how can we go up along the lines of getting a divorce without either of us having to pay a ridiculous amount of money because this is a mutual decision between the two of us? We don't want this to be a huge, financial burden on the two of us. We just want to be, not together legally anymore.
Sure. So you can do that one of two ways, right? One is you can use, you can go online, find forms to do it that way, or using an attorney to do it. And if it's that simple, if there aren't big issues, you're not usually talking about a lot of money. For an uncontested divorce where people are in agreement, typically costs are going to start around $1,000 and kind of go up from there.
And is, okay, there, is there a way, because Evan, you and I have talked, because we've been friends for so long, about collaborative divorce. And I don't think people understand what that word is or what that even means. But if you want to get through a divorce, let's say with or without kids, without hating each other, is it possible?
It is definitely possible. So we have this thing in Georgia called collaborative divorce, which is a complete and total different way to do divorce that doesn't involve the courts. So it starts by each party hiring an attorney and signing an agreement with that attorney to say that this attorney will never go to court with you. So it kind of changes the dynamic of the whole thing, right? If I know I'm not going to court with a client any longer, then my only goal is to make sure that we can reach an agreement.
That's cool.
And the attorney on the other side has the exact same goal. And since we don't have a judge, we use other experts and professionals to help us. So when we're talking about financial issues, we might bring in a CPA to work with the parties to help them come up with a financial plan that actually works. On the custody side, they would typically work with a child psychologist to come up with a parenting plan.
Okay, more questions coming in for you. You cool to hang out?
Yeah.
Anonymous in Suwannee, you're on with Evan Summerstein and Jen and Friends.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is also in regards to a divorce and child support order. So a divorce has been finalized, and part of the court order was for, of course, the father to pay child support, but he is incarcerated. So throughout the divorce and still now pending, probably going to be there for a very long time, I don't know what to do now. You know, my divorce case is closed, but there was a child support order. Obviously, he can't pay it. So what do I do next to get support for the child?
So if someone's not paying child support, you'd file what's called a contempt action in the court, right, where you bring them before the judge, and the judge will require them to pay, punish them if they're not, as long as they can actually afford to be making the payments. And in most cases, people can afford to pay something. In your case, that may be the one situation where people literally can't afford to pay child support because they don't have the money. The debt never actually goes away. When and if he does get out of jail, he'll still owe that money. It's just a matter of trying to collect it on a monthly basis right now when he doesn't have any cash.
Right. That's what I was wondering. Since it's not through child support enforcement, it was just a court order, do I go through child support enforcement to basically keep track of that debt that hasn't been paid? Because obviously there's punishment is usually jail, but he's already there.
Right.
Right.
You could definitely go through child support enforcement just to basically keep track of it, like you were saying. But obviously there's not much you're going to be able to do about it until he gets out of jail.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Hope that helped you a little bit. All right, we got time for one more question here. Anonymous in Alpharetta, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on with Evan.
So I got a quick question. If my wife and I had our son at wedlock, is there a disadvantage or advantage of us to legitimize it, even though we're not planning divorce in the future?
So they're married, their son was born before their marriage. Should they legitimize even though they don't have any plans to divorce?
So interestingly, in Georgia, if you marry the person that you have a child with, that child is automatically legitimated under the law. So you do not need to do a legitimation. You are technically the legal father of that child already.
Okay.
There you
go. Thank you so much.
Look at that. That was free. Totally free. Go ahead, Mark.
Evan,
what you got?
Yes or no question coming in on the text line. Is there a limit on how many times I can be divorced?
There may be a limit on how many times you should get divorced, or maybe you should get married. But there is no limit. If you are married, you can get divorced.
Okay, and the juicy question that always comes in for you is, what's the most expensive divorce that you've ever been a part of?
I handled a divorce years ago with an estate of about $170 million.
Oh, dang.
Whoa.
All right, was it 50-50?
No. Once you get up to that level, usually it stops being 50-50. But it was still a pretty – everyone was perfectly okay at the end.
I'm
everyone
sure.
Everyone was doing just fine. Awesome.
Coming up in minutes –
All right, so Evan is going to answer your questions online as well. We've got some information up there. If you want to reach out to him directly, he's welcome to, you know, take your calls and answer your questions. Not on the radio if you need a little more privacy, but he is here to help you out. So head over today, star941atlanta.com. We'll have this segment posted and also all the contact information for Evan Summerstein. Thanks for coming,
friend.
Love you so much.
Jen and friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.